from KQED.
Swimmers at Lake Anza in the Berkeley Hills made a slimy discovery this summer. Huge tadpoles, bigger than ever seen there before. KQED Science's Daniel Potter looked into it and found the amphibious invaders could be devastating for protected species in the area.
Small tadpoles at Lake Anza are normal. So are minnows, ducks, and busloads of kids. But recently, something weird showed up. And it was rude.
When you're walking into the water, they wouldn't even move out of the way.
That's Cecilia Martin, a lifeguard who's worked here for years, and whose mom, we should say, is an editor at KQED. She's usually one of the first people out in the water.
They were like 5-6 inches, like pretty dark brown or like black.
Masses of huge tadpoles. None of the lifeguards had seen anything like it.
The kids would like scream every time that they would step on them. I mean, I actually stepped on them too. And they would kind of like squirm out of like in between your toes, which is like the most gross sensation.
To find out what they were, I called Steve Bobzine, a wildlife ecologist with the East Bay Regional Park District. He checked out the lake and was not happy with what he found.
Thousands, literally tens of thousands of bullfrog tadpoles in Lake Anza.
This is a first for Lake Anza, though they've been in other ponds nearby. Bullfrogs are native to the eastern U.S., but are an invasive species in California. Bobzine says they could devastate the watershed's remnant population of smaller, federally threatened California red-legged frogs.
They're notorious for gobbling anything up that's the size of their mouth or smaller.
Bobzine says they're increasingly showing up in California, where they're not welcome.
Bullfrogs are also known to eat other vertebrates, including bats, small birds, and rodents even, so they're a pretty formidable predator.
And they're explosive breeders. It's not clear how they got in, but Bobzine says getting them out is a nightmare.
The goal would be to eradicate them, and that's virtually going to be impossible.
In a smaller pond, you might scoop them out with nets or pump water out and bury them with a bulldozer. But that won't work here.
Once you get in these really complex stream environments, you could be spending literally decades trying to get rid of these individuals.
Bobzine says it only takes 2 survivors to produce thousands of eggs. Likely, the tadpoles are in Lake Anza to stay. Daniel Potter, KQED News.